And hey, this next segment is brought to you by Quita Mortender. No, just kidding. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to my podcast. This is Pete Nero, yours truly, stand-up comedian and skit comedian. Welcome to Rants from Hell, another brain crack. We're doing another little rant today. More of a story, actually. I wanted to tell you a little story. I've actually mentioned this subject before. I mentioned this subject before, and I actually did, it was part of a set that I did in a pub in Toronto. It was about dating and nightmare dates, nightmare blind dates, or nightmare computer dating, whatever you want to call it. Nightmare online dating, let's just call it that. Years ago, I mean, I'm married now, going back years ago, you know, we all tried the online dating thing, whether it's, Lava Life or Plenty of Fish or Quest, whatever is out there. We all tried a little bit of that. And years ago, I tried this as well. Now, this is before the days when you can do it on your smartphone and you had like 20 different apps and sites to do it on and do stuff real time, whatever. I'm talking about like back when you really only did it on your home computer and it was only a couple sites that you know, you can access. But you know, I tried the Plenty of Fish and the Lava Life, and first I'll start by saying that it's a great idea. It's a wonderful idea. I did meet some nice people on there, some amazing women, and a lot of it was very positive, a very positive thing. But then there's the horror side of it, the horror side of it, where you meet people who, I couldn't help it, but even I had to do material on them. It was so fucked up. For example, okay, let's just jump right into it. I can't remember if it was Lava Life or Plenty of Fish anyway, but met this one woman. I saw this one woman's profile, and you know, she looked nice looking woman. And her profile was nice. We, you know, exchanged a couple of messages, some, you know, emails. We even texted on the phone for a bit, and she sounded all right. You know, we chatted back and forth for a week or two, whatever it was. But and then we decided to, hey, you know, why don't we meet? We'll meet up at a pub downtown, have a drink, and see what happens, right? So we decided to do that. We set a date, and you know, I'm on my way to the. To this pub to meet this one woman. Now, she had told me that she was a little older than I was back then, and which is fine. I was about, you know, early 30s back then. So, you know, a couple years, give or take, what's the difference, right? But I'm walking in this pub, and I'm looking at the bar, and I see this woman sitting at the bar, at a bar stool, and she's like doing like a jumping jacks on the stool. She's waving her arms and, hey, and I'm looking at her and I'm thinking like, who the hell is that? I mean, that's not who I'm meeting. It looked like a woman in her late 50s, early 60s. Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, here we go. You know, fuck up number one. So as I'm getting closer to the bar and I'm realizing that it is her, the lady I'm supposed to meet there, and I'm realizing, oh dear fucking Christ, she lied about her age, like, big time. Like, you know, this is close to, like, my grandmother here. So, yeah, I don't know what she was using. Is she using, like, you know, 20-year-old pictures, a high school yearbook? I don't know what the fuck she was using to do her profile. So, anyway, I sat there, and she was interesting. Now, you know, she was trying to be nice, or I don't know what the hell she was trying to do, but she seemed completely different from what I remember on her profile and also chatting with her on the phone and texting. She seemed like very, extremely high-strung, like very high-strung. I don't know, you might say, well, maybe she was nervous. Okay, I understand the nervous part, but she was just like frighteningly high-strung. I mean, you know, first of all, she's wearing like a, you know, she's not in the best shape in the world. I mean, you know, her best days were definitely behind her, so she had a little more extra, you know, a little more extra heft, shall we say. Not a lot. And no, I'm not body shaming anybody. I'm just explaining what I saw. But she was trying to stuff herself in what looked like a late 1970s jumpsuit. You know what I mean? Like the kind of shit that the girls on Three's Company used to wear. So she's trying to shove herself into this thing. It's very low cut in the front, like it's almost cut down to her belly button. So her breasts are there, half hanging out of this jumpsuit. You know, they're kind of wrinkly breasts, you know, like the blue veins were going through her breast. And it's like, oh my God. And again, she's being like very high strung, very nervous, very jittery. It's like she's talking and, you know, like, I like birds and I really love birds. You know, talking about nonsense. You love birds. That's great. She's picking up her draft beer and taking a sip and like missing her mouth. And half of the beer is running down her face and running down onto her breasts. And oh my God. And she had, and she starts eating a barbecue chicken wings. That's the last thing you want to order on a date. So now she's got fucking barbecue sauce all over herself. She's pouring beer all over her breasts and rambling on about birds. And oh my God, what the fuck did I get into tonight? You know, I'm not saying that I'm God's gift to the planet, but at least don't fucking lie on your profile. If you know you're going to meet someone, why not be forthright and be honest about what you look like, what you are, what you're not? Anyway, so I decided I need a little break here. I went, I excused myself and I went to the bathroom. At this pub, their bathrooms were downstairs. So I went downstairs, you know, took a piss, whatever, and then I came out. And while I'm downstairs in the hallway, I realize there's an exit. There's a separate exit going upstairs to the sidewalk, and it's emergency exit and going out to the sidewalk, to the street. So I'm thinking, you know, there's no fucking way I'm going to complete this date. I mean, you know, it's this weirdo fucking 1979 jumpsuit wearing fucking weirdo up here. So I'm just going to fuck off and go home. So, you know what I mean? I just walked home. It was like, you know, a 20-minute walk. There's no way I'm putting up with this tonight. Now, beforehand, I forgot to mention this beforehand. I had a Facebook account back then. It was a different one than now. But, you know, when we were starting to get into Facebook, you know, whatever it was, 2005 or 6 or whatever the hell it was. And she had, in the week and a half before we had met in person, she had like littered my Facebook page with pictures of her and messages and this and that and different pictures of her and little cutesy things. And I thought, okay, you know, what the hell, I'll leave it there and see what. Now I'm telling you this because by the time that I got home, I left her at the bar. I know it's not a very gentlemanly thing to do, but fuck it. By the time that I got home, walking home when I left her at the bar, I went onto my Facebook page. She had wiped out everything she put on my Facebook page, like as if I had never met her. She completely sterilized any evidence of her. Oh my God. So that was an interesting meeting. And then there was another woman, again, you know, that I met off of online dating. And again, you know, profile looked nice. I mean, this is another woman I'm talking about, another interesting meeting, but her profile looked nice. She nice looking pictures, you know, seemed all right, something I might get into. And again, you know, hey, why don't we decide to meet at a pub? And all right, let's do this again, let's meet at a pub, right? Having a drink here. So I show up at the pub this time, and it was summertime. It was a outdoor patio, you know, facing the street. And so again, I'm walking close to this patio, and then I see the woman, I recognize the woman sitting down. But again, not what I was expecting. She's sitting there, she has a dog with her, yes, on the patio. She has a fucking huge, like a mastiff, or I don't know what the fuck, the thing was massive, man, it was huge. It was sitting down, the fucking dog was taller than I am. Not that I'm a tall guy, but this thing was fucking huge. It looked like a horse, man. It looked like I could jump on top of this thing and start whacking its ass and just go for a horsey ride up and down the sidewalk. So anyway, okay, I get closer and I wait. Hey, how you doing? It's me. And she's a woman. Hey, how are you? Come join us. Okay, come join us. You and your dog. I was never told. I was never told she had a dog, period. Let alone that she would be bringing the dog on the date. But I mean, she's wearing like a leather kind of vest, you know, like the dog has this thick leather dog collar with like silver studs on it, you know, like a, you know, spikes on it. And she's also wearing a black leather collar with spikes on it. Okay. And there's a fucking a thin chain connecting the two collars, her to her dog. And like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, here we go again. Why am I attracting all these weirdos? I'm advertising myself online as I truly am. Why am I attracting these? You know what? I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure they're wonderful for someone else. But why are you, you know, it's like online shopping, right? Like you get scared because you don't know what the hell to expect. So anyway, I'm sitting there and we're talking. I mean, she was just, she wasn't really weird per se in terms of conversation, except, I mean, you know, we are chatting and this dog is sitting beside us and she's talking to me, but it was weird because every few moments she interrupts talking to me, turns to her dog and goes and says in a high-pitched voice like, sit. So you can imagine, she's talking to me, right? Yeah, so, you know, I work in an office and sit. She would turn around, face the dog and go, sit. This dog was doing nothing. He just kept on standing up to stretch his legs and she wasn't liking it. So she's having this two-way conversation while she's talking to me. She's turning to her dog and yelling at it to sit. So yeah, I work in an office and sit. And I've been working there for a few years and sit. And I love the people that I work, sit. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I don't know what the fuck is going on. I need out of this one as well. So I pulled the fake phone call thing. I had my cell phone in my lap under the table. And I hit the ringer. I hit the ringer on purpose, you know, to pretend a fake phone call. You know, I pick up the phone. Oh, excuse me a minute. And I answer the phone as if it was my mother or something, right? Yeah, hello? Hey, mom. Yeah, good. Yeah, how you doing? Well, right now I'm on a date, actually, but what's up? What? What happened? Dad's running around on fire in the living room. Holy shit. I gotta go, ma'am. Sorry. I just clicked the phone. I got up and said, I'm sorry, I gotta go. And I just ran out of there. I mean, unbelievable, man. Anyhow, these are my two stories. There are more, but I mean, I just wanted to give you these two juicy ones of two of Pete Nero's juicy online dating horror stories. I mean, what about you guys? Have you guys ever had this kind of stuff happen, or good experiences or really bad experiences with online dating? I mean, nowadays, obviously, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm married. I'm happily married. And but I see that there's a lot of apps out there, like tons of different ways to do the online or app dating, whatever the hell they want to call it. But let me know. I mean, you guys are always welcome to contact me. You can contact me on Twitter at RealPeteNero. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of our project here, our podcast. Let me know how you're liking it so far. You can private message me if you want. And I'm always here. I love you guys. Thanks for being part of Rants from Hell, another brain crack with me, Pete Nero. And